You're listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carrboro 103.5 FM on your radio dial, or whatever it is you use to get radio shows these days.
That's right.
Freedom of expression is essential to a free society. Make sure that you listen to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater every Tuesday at 10 o'clock if you want to really know what freedom of expression is like. Your host, Claudio, Renaissance man and bard of WCOM, has opened the doors of the speakeasy to invite you all in to find a seat, get comfortable in the place where you're always welcome and can always expect the very best. And here
Good
is Claudio.
Good morning, anyone tuning in. The whole idea here is you keep us tuned in and we'll keep you turned on. That's the game plan anyway.
Right.
We've got one heck of a show coming up today. I've got Michael Brian Spanauer back in the studio here again. He's known as the new Jimi Hendrix. No kidding. It's not just the title he got here, it's the title he's earned in the media. I've got his father, my longtime best friend, Michael Spanauer,
hey,
as well as his brother Dale, whom I just recently met at a Donahue Station concert at Bone Daddy's Hideaway in Raleigh. So, yeah, so we're going to, I'm just going to try and get the mic set up. So we're going to try and, we were just fiddling around with some technical stuff here. And I got totally derailed. Where am I? I'm on a radio show.
I don't know. Michael Brian, when you speak, you want the mic up like here.
Right.
So
right,
it'll
right
move
there.
It'll move to you.
Okay. Actually, what I can do, Michael, is I can give you mine if that needs to work. Excuse us for working out the kinks here, folks. We can work that out because you're going to be using mine anyway. Order, you can cut this one off.
You sure? Okay.
Yes, positive. Forgive us, folks. We're learning how to fly this amphibian here. And I think we're there. Anyway, so we're going to be introducing
a lot
of...
And if our uncle wants to talk, he'll have to grab the mic.
Hey, my turn.
Okay.
So we're going to get into Michael Brian's music here in just a moment. I just want to acknowledge my sponsor, underwriter, the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham. All kinds of stuff coming up there. So keep tuned into what's happening there. And who else are we supposed to acknowledge? On May 21st, they've got the Hurricane Tsunami...
Benefit concert at Page Auditorium.
Thank you. I'm a little jumbled.
Meredith College.
Not a hurricane. It's an earthquake. The earthquake and tsunami victims of Japan.
Right.
I keep being corrected that it was much more than a hurricane.
Oh yes.
And of course, we don't hear about the nuclear plant anymore, which I still am under the impression has not been sealed off.
I don't know. I just heard somebody the other day saying that he didn't think solar was such a good idea. He was much more for nuclear power. And I was just like, oh, you're scaring me, mister.
Some idiots just don't stop, do they?
I don't know. Anyway, so I think you said hello to Claudio. I mean, to...
I said hello to Claudio?
Yeah. To the Carolina Theater, right?
Yes.
Starts with a C.
I acknowledge that. Sorry, folks. We were all having such a good time before the show started. We had a little concert going on in the studio that we're not actually here.
No, we're off in
back in the 60s.
This great music land that...
What's the great
Michael
line of the
Brian
60s?
Is.
If you remember it, you weren't there. Well, I don't remember a thing. So, good morning, Michael. I'm going to hand you the microphone. Tell the folks about who you are.
Right, hi, I'm Michael Brian.
I always thought the greatest interview in the world would just sort of hand somebody the mic and go, hey, tell us about what it's like to be you.
Hey, it's pretty good. I just want to thank Claudio a lot for having me out here today and this morning. I haven't been up this early since last show. But I got some... Got some big news going on. I got King of the Blues I'm in, and it's held in every guitar center in North Carolina and America. Every guitar center they got, and they want to find out who's the best blues guitarist. So I've entered into that competition.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I've made it through the first round. And now I got to go back to Greensboro Guitar Center in June 2nd.
From what Michael told me, the only thing that he forgot was that he was supposed to be dressed like a bluesman, and apparently he lost some points for that. But.
I lost some major points for not dressing like a bluesman.
Okay,
yeah.
What does a bluesman dress like?
A bluesman.
$800
later. That said, $800.
Like he wants to go make that deal with the devil, I think.
Yeah, he got the. I got me a nice blues hat and a nice suit Dad got for me, but. When I went over, I had a tie-dyed shirt and some jeans. But
so you gotta look like a blues man.
Yeah, but I mean,
like John Belushi and
that's exactly right.
So what they do? Look at you and go, no, blues, not '60s.
Yeah, Yeah, they one of the older judges there. I think he liked my playing a lot, and I asked him a couple of questions. He filled me in on what I needed to be doing to win this competition.
Okay,
you know? So if I win this competition, it's huge. I mean,
it sounds huge.
Yeah, I'll have. Lots
what
of
I've heard so far, you've got
yeah.
a really good chance.
There's no reason you shouldn't win, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I think playing wise, I got them, you know, because mm-hmm. I've practiced like way mm-hmm. more than what most people do, you mm-hmm. know. And but they just had that one guy had that full suit on, and he got only two people out of the competition move on to the next round. So I really got lucky
mm-hmm.
because if he only got me by 2 points, but I didn't even dress up, you know what
right.
I mean? And
right.
The guys under me, I felt bad for them too, the ones that didn't make
so
it.
So how was the playing overall in your estimation?
Oh, I melted their faces, as I like to say.
That's what I was asking.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, they wasn't no doubt in my playing. So, and it looks like the judging is really fair too. So
mm-hmm.
ain't no, it don't look like any politics is going to take place in the judging, so...
And you first picked up a guitar when you were what, 15?
I was actually 17 when I started. Yeah.
Well, actually, I'd like your uncle to tell us that story. We got Dale Spanauer in the studio here. If you don't mind telling us the tale of how you sort of influenced your nephew at a very young age to pick up the guitar.
Well, good morning, Claudia. I just like.
Good morning, bud.
Thank you for having us on. Yeah, well, it's kind of cut and dry. I came back from Desert Shield, Desert Storm. Navy man,
mm-hmm.
and Michael Bryan has always been more like a little brother than a nephew to me because our ages are so close. And well, I needed me a band, and I need somebody to jam with.
Mm-hmm.
And when he took a hold of that guitar, it was just something special and magical about it. And I guess.
I think you gave him the guitar, and you figured in about 6 months when you got back from a run you were making that he'd be able to play something to sort of perform with you, and much to your surprise.
Well, you know, I told him, I said, well, you know, you practice 6 hours a day for 6 months straight, you'll be as good as anybody, Brian. I mean, he had it in him to begin with, and
you know, that's one thing that he told me that I've told a lot of other people, whether you're playing guitar or whatever you want to do, you know, if you put that time into it, I proved it to myself that you can do something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of people that thought I wasn't going to make it.
Well, you put a lot more than 6 hours a day in, too.
Yeah, I sure did, yeah.
Well, you could actually see the passion in his work, and, you know, if anyone who's passionate about what they do, it's, you can tell. You can feel it.
There was something
totally
special
agree.
About that guitar, too, though, right? That guitar that you gave him?
Yeah, give us that history.
Yeah.
Had the magic in it.
Yeah, I guess a little mojo never hurts anybody. But, yeah, the guitar was actually something that came in possession of a family member, and he needed help putting some water line in, so I dug a ditch when I was 16 years old, 300 foot long, get that acoustic guitar. It was handmade in Italy and sold during the Vietnam era, and an Army tank captain bought it, took it through Vietnam with him. It came back, survived, and came back to the States, and I guess it banged around Winston-Salem area for a while, and I ended up with it.
And that was what was passed on, and he certainly took that gift to other levels from what I've heard.
Yeah, it traveled around the world a few times in the United States Navy, places where I went, and it was time to hand it on.
And it sounds like you handed it on to the right person.
And little did you know, you handed it to a prodigy.
Yeah, well, Brian, he picked up the torch, and he's not stopped running yet. So.
Well, Michael, why don't you cue us in a little bit, Big Mike over there, my... long-time best friend here. Cue us into some of the stuff, the early stuff with Michael Bryan.
Well, I was saying earlier, excuse me. I was saying earlier that, you know, a lot of the youth these days, they get into a lot of stuff that they really don't need to be getting into. And when he picked the guitar up, of course, he's like a lot of the youth, rebellion and the whole nine yards. And seemed like when he picked the guitar up, it was something that I mean, it took a hold of him, y'all. It was like a miracle, really. Just overnight, that's what was on his mind. And sometimes, I mean, it was even hectic. I was like, hey, man, look here, cool it. He's like, I've got to be the best, Dad. You know, so that's really what it was. And, you know, we're from the Scottish background on our mom's side, and I attribute that into the fire that we have in our hearts a lot. We're real fiery people, you know.
And you're kind of living in the mountains now, so Ararat, North Carolina.
Yeah, Ararat, North Kakalaki, we call it. But
back in the day when I knew him, we were both teenagers in Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem.
Oh, kicking butt and taking names.
Where we lived, we had to either fight or be broke all
move.
The time, give our lunch money up, you know. But anyways, yeah, Claudio, we had a lot of good times growing up back in.
I can't believe we lost touch for 37 years, but I know I went to sea and spent some time overseas, and it's amazing how time just slipped away. It wasn't a conscious effort not to get in touch with you, just you went your way, I went mine.
Well, I was kind of at sea and overseas too, but in a different...
Military, yeah.
Yeah, no. Military.
I was doing everything I could to avoid it.
These guys picked right back up where they left off, though.
I can tell.
It's like that's they the never truth. Even left each other.
Yeah, we argue once in a while still. That's a good thing, I think. So. Yeah.
Butt those heads occasionally. Well, Michael Bryan, I'm going to suggest
blues?
That we just... What?
I want a taste of the blues.
The blues. Well, I'm just about to suggest that. Slow it down a taste there, girl.
You're too slow, Claudio, this morning.
Hurry up.
Michael, give us some.
Give you a little something. Get this old nasty sound off there.
We're getting Mike set up here so he can play one of his pieces. What are you going to play?
I'm going to do a little Stevie Ray Vaughan number. This is called Rude Mood.
And if Stevie Ray Vaughan wants to come back and join us, you're welcome. Was Michael Bryan Spanar coming at you from Claudio's Speakeasy on WCOM 103.5 FM. That was some Stevie Ray Vaughan by Michael Bryan. Michael, tell us about some of your own inspirations. I know you've got a big fondness for Chet Atkins and also for the guy that picked up where Chet left off, Tommy Emmanuel, whom I had the great pleasure of stage managing at the Carolina Theater. But give us some of the juice on what inspires you.
Yeah, definitely those guys. Tommy Emmanuel, in my opinion, is the best on the acoustic guitar.
He's amazing.
He can do anything with that acoustic guitar, man, I'm telling you. And he's a real great guy too. I mean, you could just tell he helps people out. He's not trying to hide any of his licks or anything.
Very down to earth.
He's like, here's what I'm doing, you know, try this out, you know. And a lot of times it takes a whole lot of practice to get anywhere near what he's doing.
Now that's pretty tricky inspiration for you to have taken under your own wing. I mean, what was it about Chet Atkins that gave you a sense of direction?
Well, Chet, what gave me the sense of direction on Chet, see, I played a lot of rock and roll stuff, and it's more of, I think sometimes when you're playing rock and roll, you're not getting your notes real clear, and that's one thing about Chet Atkins. Every note that he hit was perfect.
It was like classical guitar.
Yeah, it was like a creek running, you know what I mean? It was just pure and just flowing and beautiful.
I know when I stage managed Tommy Emmanuel, he had a T-shirt on that said "Forever Chet Atkins Forever."
Oh yeah. That's well. I tell you, Chet really. See, Tommy Emmanuel has been playing for a long time, but nobody really knew about him. He's from Australia, mm-hmm. But after Chet come out and said, "Hey, this is the guy right here. And he can play anything I ever played better than me," which is what he said, you know, and that's. That's huge, you know.
And the additional thing I would have to say about Tommy Emmanuel is he can make sound effects and make some noises on that guitar, jungle sounds from parrots to God knows what. I don't even know how he discovered those notes on that guitar, but it was absolutely astounding to watch.
Yeah, he's definitely become one with that guitar. It's like you said, he can go with anything that's going on, you know. Like you said, he played at the old... auditorium that time, and stuff started falling
the
from the rafters.
Theater. Yeah, this was at the historic Carolina Theater in Durham, sponsor of the show here.
Yeah.
And we have it's an old building, so every once in a while, out of the blue, a chalky substance will come from the from about 50 foot up. And he was in the middle of one of his jams, and it started sort of looking like snow. The vibration of his playing, he was like a one man band, one guy sounding like five. And these flakes started coming down, and he kind of looks at me in the wings there, stage manager area, and I just shrugged my shoulders like I didn't know what to tell him. So he turns right around in the middle of his tune, and he starts playing Frosty the Snowman.
That's how in touch with his guitar, his instrument, yeah. He is, you know. And
then he goes right back, hadn't missed a lick on where he was with the former song.
No, and that's something, I mean, I practiced a lot. You know, I've probably put in more hours than people put in their jobs. You know, working 40 hours a week ain't nothing when I put in the guitar. But I still am not on that level of Tommy Emmanuel. He is the man, I'm telling you. He's the best.
He is something pretty extraordinary.
Yeah.
Well, so Michael, that we've had a lot of good musicians coming through here, but I'm going to put you, at least for my taste of music, right up there at the top.
Absolutely.
This is beautiful.
Well, thank you very much. Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
And on that note, what I'd like to do is do a little performance piece with Michael Bryan, and we're going to need that microphone this time. Let's have that one over as well, since we're both going to need to be mic'd. Audrey, yeah. Is there any way you can hold that mic?
Yeah, that's good right there.
And aim it down. We're going to do a little piece together. And Michael Bryan and I are collaborating on his next album, which I think you said was sort of a bit of a jazz influence.
Yes, it's a well. I tell you, I went in with some songs that I'd made, and he's like, you know, I like these songs, Bryan, but I really don't hear what you can do the best. You know,
Who said this?
My sound guy,
okay.
The mixing guy, the one that's making the CD.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Dave Surratt at Old Town Recording Studios.
All right, good plug.
Good place, yeah. But, man, he said, why don't you just come and just make you something up right now, you know? And I just started messing around. So every song that I got on this new CD is made at the studio.
Oh, totally original.
So
good.
I just come up with it right there.
And we kind of landed on something, you and I kind of landed on something this morning.
Well, the bass players I was using and the drummer I was using, Kelly Sanders on the drums, and Joel Woodson and Daryl Hawks on the bass. And it just, for some reason, I heard their styles too. So it, when you get people together, it kind of, it's like if you, like I used to prime backer in the fields, and it would be Mexican guys
backer.
Around. Yeah, backer, tobacco.
Backer, tobacco, right.
But there'll be Mexican guys around, and you notice you start trying to talk like a Mexican so they can hear you better, you know, or try to, you think they understand you, but that's kind of the way you go with it.
Pardon all the noises in the studio, folks. We're trying to line up some microphones. So, we'll keep that one with you guys.
So anyway, it ended up sounding really jazzy because of the drummer and the bass player, and it just come out of me something, you know, because usually I'm a real bluesy, you know, and I like the classic.
There's
rock.
A perfect background for the blues right there. Sorry, folks, we got to go now. It's been good having you on.
Yeah.
That's my train, man.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for my ship to come in. That's my train.
Right.
I want to give a quick shout out to the guys at BMF Tool and Die, whom I promised I was going to bring you by so you jam for them. They've got the place set up so you can, on the way home, the guys that I've been working with, the guys you heard on the show last time.
Okay.
We're actually not going to make it by with the new Jimi Hendrix guys, but I'm going to hold them to another time. One of these times they're going to come down the hill, and I'm not going to let them go no matter what the excuse is. But they can't make it today. They got to take Dale back up to the hills. He's got to go to work. The rest of us ain't working.
I don't work. Yeah, he's talking about digging that ditch and stuff for that guitar. I might not have never been a guitar player. I tell you that.
I remember a day, Michael, when you and I worked for, what is it, Piedmont Gas, digging ditches in Winston-Salem. Man, yeah. That was some work.
We sure did.
I'm glad my daddy took care of me.
Hold on one second. We still got a mic off here. Are we on? Try that mic again, Michael.
We dug a few ditches. You got it.
Yes, we did, boy. Kept us in shape for all the fights we got in, not with each other, but with everybody else trying to jump us. Back in Winston-Salem. Turns out now it's one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in Winston-Salem, the one we grew up in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. By far. Everybody that knows it, they say the shopping center up here is all right, but once you turn that corner, you lock your doors.
And that's where we lived back in those days, but we kicked enough butt to keep them off our tails.
Right on.
So this is going to be Michael Bryan and I doing a piece that we just started playing around with, as a matter of fact, that Big Mike's suggestion this morning. It's a piece I just got published in ArtSync magazine. It's called Lover's Breath. It was actually written for a celebratory occasion. I'm going to let him do the intro on that. Lover's Breath. In the home of the iguanas, on a distant tropic shore, amid a gathering of breezes, I can sense romantic lore. And I'll meet her along the waters where amphibian airplanes land, on the way to celebrations on a fertile, sun-drenched sand. And we'll dance calypso rhythms to nurture rhythms of our own, where the scent of sugarcane and mangoes is the lover's breath of coming home. That's it, baby. That was lover's breath.
Very nice.
And from what I'm being told, we might end up doing that on the album, or at least it's one piece to consider.
Yeah,
one thing wrong with it, I think it was too short. It needs to be a little.
Oh, I got some lengthy pieces. I agree. Yeah. And I've actually got some pieces we can sing together too. So I want to do some singing at some point. Not here, not today.
Yeah, me and Claudie's definitely got some stuff in the works.
So yes, we got some stuff.
Be
to
ready
do.
For that.
Yeah, he didn't realize what he was digging up when he got up with me on Facebook.
That's exactly what Dad said this morning when I woke him up at 5.
Oh, yeah? What? Right.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he
telling the bear
up.
To get out of the cave?
He woke me up, that's right.
Yeah, they sent Mama over to the house at 6 o'clock. Said,
yeah, I can see you. I can see you waking him up. How'd that happen? What were you on? I think it was the other way around.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, Claudio, you know, we always talked about when we were growing up and how we sang, you know, I always I impersonated Elvis Presley.
You were one hell of an Elvis Presley. And, he had the knee movement.
He was Dino. He was Dean Martin. And we run together, and even the girls, they just got a kick out of what we do. But
we swooned them.
I've done a little bit of practicing too. I don't just Elvis anymore. I broaden my horizons. So
well, I want you and I to do some singing.
I do a lot of stuff at just plain out singing anymore. A lot of country I can do because of where I'm from, you know.
Right.
You know, I say backer too, so. But anyways, we'll get together on that.
I think on this next album of Michael Bryan's, we need something on there.
All three of us, yeah, sure.
We definitely need
That's
something on there.
That's a great idea, yeah.
Good. Well, you heard it here first, folks. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater in the studio with Audrey Layden, who also has her own radio show. Give us a plug.
Carolina Bookbeat, Mondays, 10 to 11. And anytime there's a written word out there that's worth talking about or fun talking about, come on the show.
Get in touch. Mm-hmm. And I've got big Mike Spanauer, my longtime best friend.
Hey.
I've got his brother, whom I just recently met, Dale Spanauer. Didn't meet him back in the day because his dad had remarried, so you're actually the son by another marriage. And, of course, the new Jimi Hendrix, Michael Bryan Spanauer, who, right as soon as I finish introducing him, is going to give us something else.
Might be the new Jimi Hendrix, but he is the original Michael Bryan Spanauer.
Right.
Thank you. And I think we're about to have another tune. Give us an idea of where we're going this time, Michael.
I'm going to play a little thing for Audrey here. We do this
Somewhere
Over the Rainbow.
Oh, I love that piece.
Oh, beautiful.
And you can definitely hear the Hendrix influence in that piece. But like you said, he is the original Michael Bryan Spanauer.
Let's start it out with The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Thank you.
Just keep on trucking for a while. I'm not ready to say anything.
All right. I can play a little song here. I recorded me a little rhythm track over here. This is an old Funkadelics tune. Old 70s tune. Eddie Hazel on the guitar. Now it's Michael Bryan.
Yeah, make that Michael Bryan. Wow.
Right.
I tell you what, it's...
I'm breathless. I'm breathless.
It's something else to be sitting right next to him and watching those fingers move.
That's exquisite.
Now, tell us about the guy that paid you $100 to learn that song.
that was a cool place. It was, it's not open anymore. Seems like any good place where they play a music at, it's getting shut down nowadays. But, I went in there and I went in doing open mics and stuff a lot, you know, mm-hmm. just as anywhere I can go to let somebody see me play. And, there was an old guy that run that place and he's like, I want you to listen to this song. It's, Maggot Brain is actually the name of it. It's a wild name, but, I went home and listened to it, and I come back the next week and played it for him, and it blew his mind.
Whoa.
Because I don't read tablature or music or anything. I just listen to the music and hear it and play it.
And then you play it.
You know, and that started out by one note at a time. You know.
So where'd the $100 come in?
Well, he said if you know. He didn't even tell me if I could learn it. He'd give me $100. Just when I played it for him, he'd give me the $100.
All right.
Wow. He actually gave me a lot more than that because every time I played there, he'd hook me up. But actually, the most that money I ever made was at that place.
Huh.
I played there on a New Year's, and I walked out there with like $585.
Not bad. And we're talking moons ago.
That's good for me.
Yeah.
That's good for a musician. That's real good.
That's
you know?
Not bad at all. I've seen how they fluctuate.
It's just you.
Yeah.
Just you and the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay.
So what's the Donahue Station band up to these days? What's cooking with the rest of your band?
We've got several gigs we've done and several coming up, but probably the biggest one we got coming up is on May 28th.
I'm going to try and hook up with you guys and just live there for a few days.
Yeah, we're doing Rockfest, and we got several bands, awesome bands like NF52 and Yesterday Lane, and Ron Hitz is going to be out there. There's
Where's this going to be?
Big names from local area there.
What, Ararat or?
No, it's actually near Farmington Dragway.
Okay, is there a place that people would recognize? Fill us in there, Mike.
Actually, it's near Advance, North Carolina. That's right out of Clemens, down Interstate 40, like you're going to Statesville. So the address is 1351 801 North.
And what is this festival being called?
It's a rock festival. We've all put it together. You know, usually all these big production companies, they get a bunch of people together and this, that. Now, that's what we're trying. We're creating
your own little Woodstock here.
Yeah, we got our own little, yeah.
Yeah, it's our first annual.
Yeah, and where it's at is it's a known raceway. Farmington Drag Strip's been there for years.
I'll be darned. Still used?
Yeah, still used today, and... I expect they'll be doing it Saturday when we are too. So, yeah, everybody's welcome. It's a free chicken dinner. We got the smoker out. We're gonna have chicken and baked beans, you know, and
right.
Feed everybody. So the tickets are $20, but you get five bands and you get to eat and.
I'd say that's
family
worth
atmosphere.
It.
It's all kids are free.
Right.
That's the 28th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The 28th. Uh huh. And you're welcome to come too, Audrey.
Thank you.
Yeah, kids 12.
Audrey never leaves Scarborough, but she may one of these days.
But anyway, that's our big thing coming up. And
fantastic. Well, give us some contact information if people are interested in your music, website, and any of that kind of jazz.
Okay.
Or Facebook, however.
Yeah, Facebook is the best place to reach me. You can look me up on Michael Brian Spainhour on Facebook. That's Spainhour, Spainhour. And you can... Killer, what's your phone number, man?
Oh, yeah, 336-624-0989.
Yeah, it's one of them cell phones, and we live back in the hills, and we don't our phone gets
Ararat, North Carolina, yeah, kind of
no
like your refuge.
But I love my computer. If it wasn't for my computer, I wouldn't have no touch with the rest of the world.
We ought to
mention that there's going to be a jazz festival, the first annual jazz festival in Apex.
That's right.
September 17th.
Mm.
And the person who's organizing that is Bob Crowley. You can also find on Facebook and get all the information, or we can email
That's
you the information. Because
right.
I know that they'll be looking for performers.
There you go.
Man, yeah.
I'll remind
and
you about
be
that.
Great.
Well,
and that one I'm going to. So.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Where did I know that name from, Bob Crowley?
Bob Crowley, was he
You might have heard it from Cloud.
I may have forwarded you some correspondences or something, yeah, or have told you about him. He's been on the show a number of times. Interesting character.
Yeah, doing a lot in the arts. I mean,
yes,
he's
he is.
Chair of the Apex Arts Council and
actually,
all
president,
manner of
president
things.
Of
president.
The arts Council
chair,
and so on.
Whatever.
Yes.
Anyway.
A president that sits in the chair. How about that?
So something to put on your agenda. I'll
absolutely. If you come, I'll go. So okay. We'll do something together. Because
yeah,
Bob's
be
been trying to figure out, you know, if I wanted to go there. But if you guys show up, come down the hill, we'll go to Apex.
Yeah.
It'll be an all-day into the night and the next morning thing. They're blocking
off
certain
areas. I've already got it set to, I'm going to get myself a bed and breakfast, and I'm going there for the weekend.
Yeah, perfect. And also want to remind you folks that on the 21st of May, they're going to, at Page Auditorium at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they're going to be doing the fundraiser for the victims of the big Japan incident with the earthquake, the tsunami, and the nuclear plant. So if you want to support and send funds there, it's a fundraiser, basically. May 21st, 4 o'clock, Page Auditorium. Coming up. How about another piece of music from Michael Bryan? Tell us what you got, and let me turn the microphones your way. Folks, please forgive us for all the microphone noises. We're juggling here.
I'm just going to jam down one time for y'all.
Sounds good
to me. Freestyle. Michael Bryan, Span Hour, coming at you.
If I could call you, I want to plug one more thing. We're a benefit for Fallen Bikers in Pittsboro, North Carolina.
Absolutely. Please plug it.
We'll be playing that next week in Pittsboro, North Carolina. The benefit for Fallen Bikers.
What's the venue?
Where, is it the general store?
No, I think it's a park at Dadburn. I can't remember the name.
Just look up Benefit for Fallen Bikers.
Yeah.
In?
Pittsboro.
Pittsboro. Or Pittsburgh.
Pittsboro.
Okay.
Right down the street.
Yeah, right, exactly. That had me confused. Okay. Let me know about that. I'd like to come, being a biker right. Myself.
Whoa.
That makes me want to call that. Where's my hat? Like it just got taken by the wind.
That is fantastic. Fantastic.
That's pretty cool. Is that your own little medley there?
Yeah.
Michael?
Just jamming around a little bit.
Continue on. Do some more jamming. I'm sure folks out there drinking coffee would much sooner hear that jamming in my mouth, so keep on rolling. Thank you. We need to get you over to the Cat's Cradle. So if anybody's tuning us in from the Cat's Cradle, man, this guy would be perfect on your stage.
Absolutely.
How about some Little Wing? You play a little of that?
Yeah.
Little Wing?
Little Wing.
Stevie
coming
Ray
at you. I have to say, I just noticed a bit of the Tommy Emmanuel in you on that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Jimi Hendrix done this one first, and then Stevie Ray Vaughan done it instrumental, so that's kind of like what
Jimmy
I did.
Jimmy sang it and played it, and Stevie just played it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I got a busted amp here. It sounds kind of distorted, but it's really supposed to be clean.
We're working around all kinds of obstacles today, so if you'll pardon us, just consider it rock and roll.
That's right.
This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater on WCOM 103.5 FM, and that was Michael Brian Spainauer.
You are the real deal.
I'm telling you. No, no kidding about that.
It still amazes me that, you know, after 14 years I watched him do it, but still sometimes I'm like, how you do that?
I know a couple of times that I've come to catch you at Bone Daddy's, it was like,
well, it's a lot different too when you're at the show. I just
you pick up the magic.
You got everybody's right energy working with you. Now I've played shows too where I've got done with a song and it'd be quiet, and I think there's something wrong with that picture. You know, how can they see what I'm doing and not give me nothing?
Not
I'm
enough playing. Hallelujahs in that sermon, buddy.
Right. Well, I figured out that those people are so caught up on themselves that they can't give anybody any credit
for
anything.
They can't let go.
If you see a little kid, like if I play for a little kid, he's like, wow, wow.
Eats
you know,
it blows
his mind, you know. It does them old
right
people,
here,
it does the older people too, but they just ain't letting you know.
They won't
you know
give into
what
it.
I mean? They
I don't know, I think you got a bunch
then,
of little kids
then you
here.
Got somewhere, then you
going,
got,
wow.
There's a bunch of kids
right.
here today, yeah.
Then you got somewhere like Bone Daddy's now in Raleigh.
Where and, they eat you alive.
They love you there, you know, and it calls I'm
I
giving,
mean, they leave their tables and chairs to know. Come up to be near you on stage.
Yeah, and you got to have some music knowledge to even realize what I'm doing, you know. I mean, I ain't throwing off on nobody, but a lot of music, like some of the pop music and stuff, it's not real music, you know. It's a,
I agree.
It's a play-along tracks and stuff. Yeah, little commercial jingles and stuff. But they see somebody, I mean, in the 70s, I don't care what nobody says, in the 70s, rock and roll was perfected in the 70s.
And at its best.
And it's at its best in the 70s, it sure was. And not just rock and roll, but country, rhythm and blues.
We've let too many corporations
music,
get a hold of the stuff.
Everything. Every kind of music, in my opinion, was the best in the 70s. And now, sorry about the banging on the table.
Drum roll there. That's okay. Keep going, bud.
Getting all into it here.
That's okay.
But, there's a lot of talent out there that that is not getting recognized because of these, you know, labels and stuff they got out.
And I think a lot of true talent out there is a little turned off to commercialism to begin with.
There you go.
They'd rather be seen
another,
as something real.
We was
real.
Talking about Tommy Emmanuel, another great guitar player I think everybody should know that don't is Joe Bonamassa.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
he's been at the Carolina.
Has he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's good too. He's on the electric guitar, what Tommy Emmanuel is on the acoustic.
Yeah.
You know, he's really good. And everybody should know him.
Well, if
know.
Anybody from the Cat's Cradle is tuning us in, you guys need to find a way to have the Donahue Station Band on, or Michael Brian Spain Hour as a soloist. However you want to do that, but I think he really deserves to make some appearances at the Cat's Cradle.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Because that could easily become a tradition with what you've got musically, bud.
Yeah, they have musical knowledge there that they would appreciate him.
No
he
doubt.
He needs to be appreciated where he does play.
Absolutely.
So yeah. We played a discotheque one time, and the guy was another guy that had another band there that knew us, and he looked at Michael Brown, he said, "These people don't even know what you're doing. They don't have a thought in the world about what you're really doing there on that guitar."
Right. They don't have the background to appreciate it.
Musically inclined people that know what he's doing, they know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. You know? And it amazes them because, like I say, he can do stuff with his hand, but his hands on that guitar that very few people can do. And he'll show you. He's proud to show.
Oh, he puts that guitar behind his back above his head and doesn't miss a lick. It's amazing. It's amazing to watch the guy. I think in the interest of us peeling out of here so John Paul can get his show going, let's do one more little 2 or 3 minute sketch, and then I'm going to go ahead and bow us out.
Okay. Think of something cool. Got any thoughts?
Johnny B.
I'm gonna throw that Yankee Doodle and Dixie.
That sounds good.
That's a good one for everybody.
We got about 3 minutes.
I don't think I'm gonna do that. That speaker ain't gonna. It ain't being nice to that one.
No.
I'm just gonna rock and roll.
Thank you.
And it just doesn't get any better than this, folks. I don't care what you think.
Just fantastic, fantastic.
He played some of that with a guitar behind his neck.
To actually be this close in person, I mean, that's beautiful. Thank
you
very
much. To a legend in the making, no doubt.
Thank you very much.
Michael Brian Spanier, thanks for being on.
Thank you guys very much.
Appreciate
I enjoyed it a lot.
Let's roll all that contact information one more time, and then we'll get off the air. Michael, yeah, go ahead.
All right, to contact us is Michael Brian Spanhour on Facebook. It's S-P-A-I-N-H-O-U-R. Our number is 336-624-0989. And if you want to rock, give us a holler. We'll rock you. We'll melt your faces.
And you can also find them through me at claudioarts.com. That's www.claudioarts.com. Audrey, thank you for co-hosting. Wonderful job, as usual.
Oh, my pleasure.
I didn't really feel like saying anything when I had him on today, but I figured we needed to tell the folks a few few things. That's why I stumbled all over myself. I wasn't ready to talk. Still am not.
Well, we had Audrey in here. She saved the day.
Yes, exactly. That's what she's here for. Dale, thanks for being here, bud.
It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. And Mike, as usual, hats off to you, bro.
You too.
Keep us tuned in, and we'll keep you turned on here at Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Until next time, cheers.